You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. That is us. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. And yes, I want to make sure people are aware, because people have been tweeting about it. Column I had on Kyle Shanahan, we had a photo accompanying that that actually was that of the Redskins quarterbacks coach along with RG3, and that's in the photo, not Kyle. We've since fixed that. We kind of took an AP ID off of that, which we shouldn't have done, that had Shanahan incorrectly identified, and kind of went through the process real quickly, but it's been fixed for those who are concerned. I know a lot of people have tweeted about it, and we do thank you for a lot of you pointing that out to us. So that should be all good on our website, clevelandbrowns.com. All right, we have a chance right now to talk with – we're going to talk right now with Jim Donovan, who is the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jim, your thoughts, first of all, about the hiring of Kyle Shanahan.
Well, Pickett and Nathan, it's good to be with you.
Good to be with you.
Just a note before I get into my thoughts on Kyle Shanahan. The mishap you had there with the picture, oftentimes that happens to me when Channel 3 puts up something and puts up a picture of George Clooney and identifies him as me. So that is an honest mistake.
Sure, it happens.
I've walked in those shoes, and so... Now, and one other thing before I get on to Kyle Shanahan, and maybe I'll never get to Kyle Shanahan. The announcer for Cleveland Browns Daily, was that not the PA announcer for Super Bowl?
You are correct, sir. Scott Graham from NFL Films.
All right. So when I heard him introduce Queen Latifah, I thought I was listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, and I said, boy, they're raising the guilt list there.
Yes. Queen is coming on with us next week.
That's right.
Go ahead.
You know, I admire great coaching jobs, okay? And I want to go back 2 years ago when the Browns played the Washington Redskins in early December, and both teams were playing very well at the time. The Browns were playing very well at the time. I think they had won 3 games in a row at that point, and came into the stadium, and RG3 had the injured knee, and there was a question all week long whether or not he was going to play right up until the morning of the game. And that's the game that Kirk Cousins came in and played.
Yep.
And I thought that Kyle Shanahan did an amazing coaching job that day in getting Cousins ready to play, getting him ready to play on the road in a big game at that time, because they were making their run towards the playoffs and winning the game. After, if you remember, Cousins got off to a very shaky start. T.J. Ward picked him off, I think, on their first series and took it down to the 5-yard line, and Richardson banged it in a couple of plays later. So they were losing. It was kind of a bad start with a young quarterback, and they steadied things out, and they ended up winning the game, and then, of course, riding that momentum, and they got RG3 back and went into the playoffs. And I admire when somebody does a great coaching job, and I thought he did that. So, you know, a tip of the hat to him on that, and I say, hey, listen, this is a good move. I think this is a very interesting move. I think it's a good move, and I think, as you guys just detailed before you brought me on, I mean, he works with teams that are not perfect offensively and gets something out of them, just like Norv did last year with the Browns.
No question. I think you bring up a great point, because in that game, you know, they didn't know. It kind of went down to the wire, as you said, if it was going to be RG3, and you have Cousins come in, and you have to run basically a different offense. The read option is out the window, and that's what they had run primarily, and Cousins ends up coming in after that shaky interception and finishing 26 of 37 for 329 yards, 2 touchdowns. Alfred Morris had a good game. He got everybody involved. And, yeah, it was very impressive, because that shows the adaptability, and that's one of the things that I've heard as a knock on him, is that he doesn't have that. And when you look at the offenses he's run, he's been top five in the league with 2 different offenses in only 6 years. So I think that's he can do that. So now that we know what we've got, Mike Pettine, head coach and on the defensive side, he brought in his guy Jim O'Neill from the Buffalo Bills, offensive side Kyle Shanahan. It may have taken a while, but how do you feel now about this staff that the Browns have assembled?
Nathan, I think that Mike Pettine, and from the time I met him the day that he was announced as the head coach of the team at that press conference, I think he is exactly what they needed. tough jawbone, good, you know, good tough guy look, good strong talk. And then I think from the moment that press conference ended, he put a cell phone to his ear and he went to work. And I think that that's the key thing. That's why I did not want to see a lot of people get wrapped up in this topic that some got wrapped up in yesterday with, well, should they have waited for Dan Quinn? You know, and have this buyer's remorse attitude that has prevailed too many times here, you know, in Cleveland for too many years. And so I think Mike's done a great job in putting a staff together and obviously being very comfortable with what he was doing defensively, but then going on the other side of the ball, and I think we all wondered what would he be able to do over there offensively, and I think he's off to a very good start, and I think that he was very, very smart in retaining Chris Tabor as the special teams coordinator. All of those things put into the mix, I think that Mike Pettine is on the job, and I think it's time that we put this whole thing in drive and go forward, and I think that's what he's done.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Jim, as you look now at the arrival of Kyle Shanahan and then what it means to personnel, now this team can go into the draft, I think, pretty with some versatility. They don't necessarily have to be locked into a particular quarterback because he's made it work with multiple styles. They don't have to be locked into a particular scheme in mind, although I think when it comes to a running game, the zone blocking approach is something that Shanahan clearly believes in. So I wonder what that challenge would be like for the personnel department to marry up the talent with what he does as a coordinator.
Well, I think, Vic, I'm sure all of this was discussed, you know, during the interview process there, and I'm sure it was discussed, what would you be able to do with a young quarterback? What do you think of Brian Hoyer? What do you think of Brandon Whedon? What do you think of the guys who are coming out? What do you think we need at running back? You're absolutely right. So I'm sure that, you know, during that process of getting to know him and getting a comfort factor of what he would do here with the Browns, personnel, like you said, all across that offensive side, is very, very much up in the air right now.
Right.
And I'm sure that they came to some agreement about what they wanted to do and what he could do with the current people here and what he thinks he would need to make this thing get up and running and be a very progressive offense. So I'm sure that that was all discussed, and, you know, I'm sure that Mike Pettine had a great level of comfort before, you know, he went to the management group there and said, hey, this is the guy. I mean, this is my guy, and we got to bring this guy on, which I think all is good. I really do. So I think it's going to be fascinating to watch because, as you guys mentioned, I mean, you got a great tight end, great young tight end, and you got an off-the-charts great wide receiver, and you got a great left tackle. But you got a lot of other things that are going to have to go around those three, and it will be fascinating to see how that plays out.
It will be fascinating. Obviously, one of the big questions is who will be his quarterback. We know Brian Hoyer's here. We know that obviously the Browns are expected to draft a quarterback. And then there's that Kirk Cousins rumor. I'm firmly of the belief that I'd rather see what Brian Hoyer can do here as opposed to give up a draft pick for Kirk Cousins and say, you know, we're going to draft quarterback. Between that quarterback and Hoyer, I think we're good. What's your stance on all these rumors of potentially reuniting Shanahan with Kirk Cousins?
Well, like I said, I thought he did a great job with him, but, I mean, you know, he did the job that he had to do in a game that they had to win with, and he did a great job in coaching that kid up and getting him to play and win a game that they needed to keep their playoff hope alive. Now, I really think, and I watched, you know, Brian Hoyer, Vic, with you on Radio Row last week when you guys had him on the show there. Brian Hoyer is really carrying himself in a very interesting way, and he's rehabbing himself in a very, very, you know, I'm ahead of schedule theme of getting himself ready to really clutch the opportunity that's out there for him, and I like that. I really do. Here's what I don't think the Browns need to be sold out at quarterback. I don't think they need a lot of quarterbacks. I think they need a veteran guy or an older, you know, a guy that's been in the league, and I think they need a young quarterback. You know, I think at times, you know, Sam Ratigliano, I'm going to tap into what he always used to say, if you have three quarterbacks, you probably don't have one. And I wonder sometimes if, you know, there were too many things going on at the quarterback position last year during training camp that a kid like Hoyer got lost at times in what they were seeing, because you had Whedon, you had Campbell, and, oh, yeah, you had the other guy, you know, Brian Hoyer, the local kid. So Brian Hoyer has really carried himself in a very interesting way that I would like to see play out. So I guess I'm with you, Nathan, on that. I want to see the Hoyer storyline play out and say, hey, you know what? You played well. You've reached for the opportunity. Let's see if you can really get it.
Yeah, I think if you want to bring in a quarterback who has ties to Shanahan, you bring in Rex Grossman, who's played for him for five different years, and just bring him in on the cheap as your third quarterback in camp.
Yeah. You're right. But I think, you know, at some point, you know, there's going to be a young quarterback who's going to come in here who's the future. And
of course.
You know, all depending on where you're going to pick him, you know, and how long you're going to wait. If you pick him really high, how long you're willing to wait now, you know, you're going to really have to clear the path and get a kid ready pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah, I think they are going to draft somebody early, and I think be given every opportunity to compete. And one of the reasons that I think Grossman makes sense as a third is that he's no danger. Nobody's going to think he's coming in here to start, and he can help educate the quarterbacks on the offense.
Yeah, you're absolutely – I mean, you know, it's important to have – and every young quarterback needs to have that. There's no question about it. You know, I think that, you know, that would probably be a sensible pick. But for people to think that, you know, you're going to, you know – get rid of Hoyer and maybe hook him up with Bill O'Brien in Houston and you're going to trade and get Cousins. Boy, that's an awful lot of things, moving parts, knowing full well that you're going to go get a really young quarterback.
Sure.
And you're probably going to get him really early. You're really making this thing, you know, you got a lot of things, you got a lot of balls up in the air there.
No question. A lot of footballs being juggled here. Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we will look forward to talking with you soon, my friend.
All right, guys, have a great rest of the week.
And tell George Clooney to stop messing with your pictures.
I will. I'll tell you what. I know where you guys are coming from.
He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura is that guy. I'm Vic Carucci, and we are bringing you much more on ESPN 850 WKNR.